From Sri Lanka in Asia, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. For a variety of reasons, the world is changing, which is forcing wild animals and humans to live in closer proximity than they ever have, and creating conflicts. Jungles and forests in places like Sri Lanka have been cut down and replaced with agricultural fields and housing. Of course, when we talk about human-wildlife conflicts, often what we really mean is that the wildlife is acting in ways that are detrimental or annoying to humans. When we cut down their natural habitat so they have no place to live, or when we hunt them, it's not considered a conflict. But if they kill a goat or a chicken or a cow, this is a wildlife-human conflict. I recently met a man who was irate. When I finally figured out why he was so upset, he told us his mango trees and vegetable gardens were completely wiped out by monkeys just days before he was ready to harvest his crop. The crop was his only source of income for the year. He lost everything. Human-animal conflict. Well, it turns out the red monkey is a major problem, but not for no reason. In Sri Lanka, humans have destroyed all the natural predators so that with no checks on population growth, reproduction is out of control.
I am Ruchika Fernando, and I'm a senior lecturer at veterinary school in University of Peradeniya.
Dr. Fernando studies these red Makaku monkeys.
Because of irrigation projects, development projects, and agricultural projects, the forest area has drastically reduced. And then also because of expansion of villages into the neighboring jungle areas, the monkeys actually have, come into contact with humans.
They come to urban and populated rural areas looking for food. With easy access to food, breeding increases, and so does the size of their population. These critters are aggressive, smart, and destructive.
Right. I mean, they are basically agricultural pests around urban areas. Like whatever the vegetation grows in gardens, they totally destruct those plants, and that's a huge problem. And it is the most common agricultural pest around this area.
At the University of Peradeniya, where I'm working, there are an estimated 600 monkeys on the campus. And no, they are not studying, but they are learning. They're learning that humans are afraid of them. They are not easily frightened or scared away. They carry diseases and break off TV antennas, remove roof tiles, and enter human homes where the windows are open. The solutions are not easy.
Actually, we have tried many measures, like some projects worked on birth controlling of monkeys. And to the best of my knowledge, there is no absolute solution for this. We have to find a creative way of controlling our monkey population.
This One Health animal-human conflict is just one example of how important it is to find ways to cohabitate this small planet of ours. From Sri Lanka, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.